Good moed, everybody. Good moed, Ezra. Ezra Hagler, Ilan, Avram Levitt, Nathan Bauer, Steve Gottlieb, Jacob Braun. Okay, today's shiur, the Parsha shiur and Parsha Tzav was the week that I was sitting Shiva, so we never had gave the shiur. So I just want to give that shiur today. And then we'll discuss other shiurim, you know, that we didn't finish up. You know, Baruch Hashem, we got the Haggadah shiurim in. So let's just do Parshas Tzav now. Hadabai Hashem Moshe Lemor Tzav is Aaron Vazbon of Lemor. Zos Torah Sa'ola Yolo Alam Abdol Alam Zbech Alayla Rabok of Esham Zbech Tukadbol. So Rashi says, Tzavas, Aaron ain't Tzav El Zirus. That Tzav means you have to be Mezaris. You have to get someone to, get into the movement, to do it Miyad Uladoris. Amar of Shuman, Biyose Tzorech HaKosuv, Mezaris, B'mokam Sheesh B'chisorin Kis. That, so the way it's explained is Zos Torah Ola, it's a Korban Ola. So an Ola is a Chisaron Kis, because you don't get to eat the Ola. Ola goes on the Mizbeach. That's what the Leket Bari says in Oz Beis. What's the Chisaron Kis here? That you have to be Mezares to bring the Korban Ola. So what's the Chisaron Kis? The Chisaron Kis is that The Chisaron Kis is the fact that a Korban Ola goes on the Mizbeach and the person doesn't get to eat it at all. So basically he's paying money for it and he doesn't eat it at all. So therefore you need an extra push to when you bring a Korban Ola, because it costs money, but a Korban Shlomim costs money, but you get to eat it, you know. So, but for Korban Ola, it's a Chisaron Kis. That is the Rash. However, it's interesting to note, Chasam Sofer has an interesting pshat here on page 9. Tzav is Aaron, ain't Tzav el Aziris miyad l'doris. Nearly ulai ramas b'kan d'lo hayom afisim atrumas hadeshin. In other words, we know the different avodos. Hello, Rav Katan.
Hi, Shalom Aleichem.
The different avodos, page 9 in the packet.
I have it.
So he says, in other words, we just said that Rashi says that you have to be mezares when it comes to a Korban Ola. Because yep. It's Kulo Hashem. But he says a different shot. We know that the different avodas, so they would have a lot to see who would do that particular avoda. So he says nearly ulai ramas bekan deloha yu mafisim batruma sadeshin. In other words, the truma sadeshin was the, you know, in the morning, they would clean off the mizbeach from all the things that were burnt overnight. So he says he doesn't think that there was a lot for that. Whoever ran up and did it first, you know, he would do the Truma Sedeshin. Zochabo. He says, Kol hazoriz v'ratz ola bekevesh v'hiktim eschaveir zochabo. Finally, Zeres. Yankee Mistamim Yisha Zocha B'desh and Shuv Lo Hayab B'fayis to Olok Tosh Neim Ma'ash. So he says like this, that, but anyone who would be Zocha in the Truma Sadeshen wouldn't be involved in the lot of the other things of that day. So they wouldn't be able to qualify to bring the Ketoros and the shuv lo haya mepayis the ol of the korban olah k'toras u'shnei ma'as ma'ashrim. In other words, it was if you brought the trumas hadeshen, so then you were not, you were disqualified to be in the other lots for that day. And all the lots of that day were for the Ketores and the Korban Ola, and those things that are, especially the Ketores, we know, a person brings the Ketores, is a school of Ashiris, Baruch Hashem Chelo. So Mela, if a person did the Trumas Hadeshen, so then he would disqualify himself to bring other korbanos of that day that potentially could make him rich. He gives a different pshat. The reason why, in other words, this pasuk over here, is referring to the Trumas Hadeshen. It's the Korban Ola, but it's the Trumas Hadeshen of the Vehirimas Hadeshen of Shetochal Ha'esh. Right, in other words, he would take some of the ashes from the Deshen on the Mizbeach, and he put it on the side of the Mizbeach. So that's the Trumas Hadeshen. They would take a Truma from the Deshen. So that's why it's Chisaron Kis, because if you took the Trumas Hadeshen, you weren't allowed to be involved in the other lots, the other payasos of the day, which potentially could bring you Ashiris. And that's why it says, V'lovash HaKoin Mido Bad. It should be his size. So it can be doso. Salkatay Techamina Shekotzer Shalou Yigrom Ikuv Baritzu B'mehera. Whereas you might think that, why does the Torah have to say that he has to wear the regular size? Because you might think that he would want to make it, the person's bringing the Trumas Hadeshen, since he has to run up. Who got it? It wasn't a lot. Whoever ran up first, he got it. So you might think that he would want to shorten his pants so he shouldn't trip or something like that, so he can run even quicker. So, Kamash Malon, no, he has the real regular clothing. Okay, so now let's take a look. Furthermore, in this... on the Zinyanim. First, to take a look now in the last page, on page 28, in the Normally Melech. Tzavis b'nei Yisrael, Perish Rashi, Ein Tzav al-Aziris, B'yosha Tzarech Lazarus, B'mokam Tzarech Chisar Rukis. V'nili api ha-remez, D'inei ha-odom, ha-oved, as Hashem Yisbarach, Tzarech la-avod, b'zrizus, u'v'midos tovos. Whereas when a person services Hashem, he has to do it bezrizus uvemidos tovos. Aval ha'oved as Hashem's brach ba'atzlus uvdochach shelo baratzon azay harehu chaser haguf. She'ein lo guf. Shehu kemo kis v'nartik l'neshama. Zer piyos yitzarach lezarz v'mokam she'ish chisaron kis nahayinu she'oved ba'atzlus. So he says that another pshat, poshe pshat of chisaron kis, means that you're losing money. So we had two pshatim. One is that the korban ola, you're losing money because you don't get to eat it. And the other is that by the trumas hadeshen, you're losing money because you won't be able to be a potential candidate to be involved in the ketores and the ola, which Chazal say is a school of fashiris. He's saying now, the Noam Elimelech, that... you have to service Hashem bezrizus, not ba'atzlus. So the chisaron kis, the kis, is the guf. Because the neshama, In other words, the kiss is the external, and the neshama is the inside the guf. So the guf is like the pouch, and inside is the neshama. So tzarich lazar is welcome sheish chisaron kiss. In other words, when there's a chisaron kiss, meaning the kiss has a chisaron, that means the body has a chisaron. That's the guf, is the kiss, because it's the purse of the neshama that's inside. And if you're not, your guf is going on slow motion, and you're not being mezares. So that's what you have to have, to do things. Sometimes you want to do things slowly, you're doing it more with kavana. But he's saying that normally, sometimes people do it slowly just out of laziness. So that's why you need an extra chizuk when there's a chisar kiss, when the kiss is working in slow motion and not having the proper zrizus. Then there's a chasam sofer here. Another chasam sofer on page 16. So he says, what's this idea that we say in the Haggadah, Chacham, Rasha? In other words, Chacham and Rasha are not opposites. You say Chacham and Tipesh, right? Somebody's Chacham and he's a Tipesh. But Chacham and Rasha, so it's interesting, because you would think that it's trying to give opposites, the Chacham and the Rasha, but it would, if that's the case, it would say Chacham v'Tipesh. So what's the idea of Chacham v'Rasha? Ordinarily, Moshe Yishel Dakti b'tor Chacham v'Rasha l'fiya inyan hayolo lomar Chacham v'Tipesh. Or Tzadik v'Rasha, right? That would be parallel. Tzadik and Rasha. Aval Chacham v'Rasha ein zeh dover v'hipucho. Aval in k'siv chadoshim gam yishonim dodi tzafanti lach. Perish Knes Yisrael mispa'eris. Shaharbe v'harbe mitzvah shechitshu machmas lahavas ava yoser harbe mina yishonim shetziva kadosh baruch. In other words, chadoshim gam yishonim. That's the pasuk here in the packet from Shir Hashirim. That pasuk is here in Shir Hashirim on page 12. Chadoshim Gam Yishonim Dodi Tzafanti Lach. So Perish Knes Yisrael Mispa'erish Harbe Harbe Mitzvos Shechitshu Machmas Lavas Ava Yosei Harbe Menei Yishonim Shisiva Kadosh Baruch. In other words, Chachamim made, since we have such an Ava of Mitzvos and Torah and learning, so the Rabbanon were Mechadish a lot of new Mitzvos. Chanukah, Pur, Ani l'dodi v'leit shukos v'rosh aloma. Ani l'kabel ol mitzvos of matzivano who mishtokek alai mashani mechadesh mitzvos. Dalat kosos, right, is all the rabbanon. So a lot of the things that rabbanon were mechadesh. And all the mitzvah that we can't eat after the afikoman, right, is also a din de rabbanon. So he says on the bottom left bottom. And avol mchuvad ki shnei habonim l'dover echa niskavnu ki barosom halayla zeh kamav kamav maasim. Page 17. V'inyonim shenirashem mitzvos anoshim v'lo me'es Hashem. V'heima ach l'mosu b'neim ach achachem bachar loshon urum shol.
So
In other words, he's saying that what are the things that are daraisa and what are the things that were just added on? What are the things that shartiva Hashem Elkeinu? So he says, yeah, he says everything's from Hashem, even the derabbanans. K'moshe misha eino osa pesach chayv kares keino over al ma'im maftir racha pesach avikolman. He says, you should have in mind that you just, it's not like you're only doing the deraisas. In other words, the Chacham is asking, Maha Eidos Vachukim, Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, all these new mitzvahs that we have in the Seder, Vadal Kosos, so it seems that it's not from Hashem. So we say, no, even the Drabbanans are considered, you know, Meis Hashem, because the Rabbanan are, you know, the Shluchim of Hashem. But the Rasha asks, he says, Mahavodozos Lachem. The same type of question. He's saying, it's enough what Hashem commanded us. So he's asking it in a different way, but in a more chutzpahdika way. He's saying, in other words, the Chacham is asking, what's the difference between the Eidos and the Chukim of Mishpatim that Hashem commanded us in contrast to everything else? And we say to him, no, everything is really from Hashem, even the Rabbanim. So the Rosh is saying, what do we need that for? You know, like an edge. He's like like a chip on his shoulder. Because he's saying it as if, you know, what do we need all these drabbanans for? So we say to him, yeah. He says, if he would have been there, he wouldn't have been nigal but the idea is that even we should have the same hislavas, because when the Rabbanon are mechadesh, that comes from their hislavas and their zrizus and their ava, and we view it as everything is like from Hashem. You shouldn't view it, oh, this is only the Rabbanon. It's true, we have more coolers by the Rabbanons and things like that, but we should view it the same hislavas. So when the Chacham says, Maha idos v'chukim asher tziva Hashem lokenu eschem, his question is, what are the things that are from Hashem, and what are the other things? So we say, no, we should view everything that it's mi Hashem. And the Rosh is asking a similar thing, ma'avados lachem, meaning, what's this, these things that you were mechadesh, what do we need them for? And that, but the idea being that when it comes to avodas Hashem, we have to have chadashim gam yishanim. We need all the deraises and everything that the Rabbanan were mechadesh, is also very important. It's also very important. Well, one thing I wanted to mention before I neglected is by the Korban Shlomim on page 4. It says, "B'sar zevach tov l'shlova b'yom korbanu yechol lo yonich mimenu aboker." Im neder on adova zev karbona biyom hakivo zivcha yochel macharas v'nosen menu yochel. So korban shlomim is for 2 days and a night in between. You can eat it for 2 days and a night in between. But it's interesting that it's called the hanosar. So literally it means it's left over. So the Ramban, the Rav Shechta has quoted this Ramban on page 6. He says that you might think that you have 2 days to eat it, so it's equal. If you want to leave everything for the second day, you can eat, right? Because you have 2 days to eat it. So the Ramban says no. He says, I might think, what you leave for tomorrow is considered, nosa usually means it's osir. It's nosir. It's after the zman. Here it's a different type of nosa. It means that it's not really proper to leave it over for the next day. Whereas really, if you can do it today, do it today. Machors lo yeshiv men bekavara lo shir rasha laniach kulo yom machors mitzvah she yochol men barishon vanosar b'mikra yechol b'machors. In other words, really you should eat everything on the first day of the korban shlomo. But if you couldn't, then you could leave it over to the next day. But that's an important. You know, we talked about zrizus and you know that when there's a chisaron kiss. We said you need zriza when losing money, like a korban ola, or that you're not going to be able to be part of the pious. But the idea is, a lot of times in life, we leave it over for tomorrow. You know, oh yeah, we'll do it. And sometimes you have to. But a lot of times, it could be like the atzlus. Okay, I'll do it tomorrow. But you know, like the phrase people say, anything you can do today, do it today. What are you waiting for tomorrow? You know, so that's what the Musar Haskel, that the bringing on the second day is called Nosar, because it's b'di'evit. Really, Korban Shlomim, you should eat it as much as you can on the first day. And then if you don't have, then you could, you're not able to, so you'll leave it for tomorrow. But that's so that's a very important idea, because Pashup Shat is that it's all the same. First day, the second day, it's all the same. But the fact that the Ramban is saying, the Shech quote from the Ramban, that the fact that the Torah is calling it Nosar, what's left over, so that shows that it's really, you know, a b'di'evit. And that's in life. Try to do as much as you can today. And then there'll be what to do for tomorrow also. Okay, let's take a look now on a famous Gemara in Menachos on page 20, on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says like this. You know, what's the mitzvah of the mitzvah of tzitzis, right? So, it says like this: Pliya de malacha ashkechei de avketina de michsei de sedina. So he was wearing something that wasn't. There wasn't chayiv in tzitzis. Amalei katina sedina bekaita v'sarbel b'sifsa. Right, sadin is to lo havalei tzitzis kedamina le'el mishum k'sus layla. Right, in other words, Chachamim made a thing that you shouldn't wear a linen garment. Because the tzitzis is made out of, you know, the tchela string is not only a din that it's blue, but it has to be made out of wool. And we know the halacha is that if you're wearing a linen beged, so you put tchelas on, even though tchelas is wool, and you have a wool string with a linen beged, but that's the mitzvah esei dochel lo sasei. But then Chazal were afraid you're going to wear it at night when you're not doing a mitzvah. So then they said that you shouldn't put tzitzis on a linen beged, because you might come to wear it at night. And then there was a sarbala. That means that it was a beged that only had two corners. Two corners. So this person was wearing begadim that technically weren't obligated in tzitzis, at least either midaraisa or midarabanan. The thing made out of linen wasn't chai, because the chachamim made a gzera not to have tzitzis on a linen beged, because you might come to wear it at night, and then you're going to wear shatnas at night, because tchelas string is made out of wool. And then this other sarbala only had two corners, it didn't have four corners. So he was wearing these type of begadim. So he says, how are you going to do the mitzvah? Amalei, and shisu ha'esei? So understand, do I get punished not to do a mitzvah? I didn't do a mitzvah. I wasn't chayiv in the mitzvah. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, no. Amalei b'zman de'ika rischa anshinan. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, so at times that has anger, then he punishes people for trying to circumvent doing mitzvahs. So be'idin rischa, that we a person gets punished because he's trying to circumvent. No, there was really, you're right. Technically, he's right. He found a halachic loophole. He's not wearing a beggar that's chayiv in tzitzis. So, okay. But when it comes to Eden Rischa, when it comes to the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, so then he punishes for trying to circumvent mitzvahs. And the Briski Rav explains the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol on page 21. He says, it says here on page 22, V'shaftim reason ben tzadik l'rosha ben oved el-chalim l'asher l'avodo k'inei ha-yom zeh ba bo'er ketanur. There's going to be a judgment, and it's going to be like an oven of fire where the Rishayim are going to get burnt up. So what does this mean? So the Briski Rav says like this. On page 25. He says, the Gemara says in Brachas that certain people would, if you bring the produce into your house from the back door, that's not chayiv in trumas and maisos, only if it goes in through the front door. So some people would dafka doing it through the back door to make a halachic loophole that they won't have to be mafresh trumas and maisos. So he says, on page 26, he says, "Yinei isim b'zman." He says, "Ushaftim or isim, then tzadik l'rasha ben oved olkim l'asher lo avadu." So, what's an oved olkim? You want to see the distinction. The Pasuk says in Malachi, you want to see the distinction between an Oved Hashem and an Asher Lo Avado. So what does that mean? Because Oved Hashem means always trying to see what you can do to do more. And always trying to be mechayiv yourself in mitzvahs. But Lo Oved Olkim doesn't mean that he's not from. He's also keeps the mitzvahs. But he's not. But he also knows too much, all the loopholes to get out of. She also tatzdiki lipotim and mitzvahs. He say yom ba'bor katonor. So what does it mean? Yom ba'bor katonor means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the when he's punishing like the fire, he's in time of anger. So then he's going to punish those people that were low over the Elohim. The people that were trying to always find loopholes to get out of. And that's what the Briski Rav explains, the Pasuk in Malachi. Ushavtim re'isem, on page 22, ben tzadik l'rosha ben over the Elohim l'asher l'avodu, ki yom ba bo'er ketanur. It's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. This is the fire of the, and therefore he's going to destroy. He's going to punish those people that are low Oved Elokim. Doesn't mean that they're not religious, but they're always trying to see if they can find a loophole to get out of something. And that's the mitzvahs. That's the famous Gemara. That this person, okay, he was always knowing how to get out of tzitzis. Either he was wearing a beged with two, but be'idin rischa, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, so then he takes it out on the people who are always trying to get out of things. And that's the low of it, Elohim. And that's the tanner. That's the tanner. So just to review, Rabbosai, we discussed Tzav es Aaron v'zbonav lemar zos toros ha'olad, you need Zrizus. And the Zrizus, Rashi says, when there's a chisaron kiss. And we gave three pshatim. And what does it mean, chisaron kiss? The first pshat, we said, chisaron kiss means that you're going to lose money. When you bring a korban ola, it's all in the mizbeach, so you can lose money. So you need to be, encouraged to bring a korban ola, because you don't get to eat it. So it's a chisaron kiss. And then we saw the pshat in the Chasam Sofer, that it was referring to not only the ola, but the Truma Sedeshin, which means they took some of the burnt ashes every morning off the Mizbeach, and that was done by first come, first serve. Whoever ran up first and onto the Mizbeach to do it, he was Zochet to get it. But then once he did the Truma Sedeshin first thing in the morning, he couldn't bring the other Korbanos of the day. And the other Korbanos of the day, like the Ola and the Ktoris, Chazal say, have skulas for Ashiris. So therefore, so you have to really encourage someone to want to do the Truma Sedeshin. Because people would rather wait and do the other things where potentially they could become rich. So that's, you need Zerizas, what is going to be a Chisaron Kiss. And then we said Chisaron Kiss means the kiss is the person's body, because that is the outer case of his neshama, the Noam Melech says. And that's referring to what? Is referring to a person who's lazy. And his kiss is not lethargic and things like that. Not because he wanted to do things with more kavanah, because he's lazy, and therefore you need a zrizus. And then we discussed the Ramban, that the Ramban says that when you bring the korban shlomim, it's brought for 2 days, but don't think it's equal. Bringing the second day is considered a chisaron. It's considered like, it's not real noser that it's oser, because obviously it's still part of the mitzvah, but it's a shvacha mitzvah, because you waited a day. You could have do as much as you can today. Don't wait for tomorrow. That's the that's why it's, the Ramban says that's why the second day is called Nosar. Then we talked about the importance of the chidushim of the Rabbanan and the difference between the Chacham and the Rosh. The Chacham just wants to explain, who wants to understand what's the Raisa, what's the Rabbanan, where the Rosh is saying, what do we need these Rabbanans for, etc. And then we did the Gemara in Menachas, where it says that even though there are halachic loopholes, and if you don't wear tzitzis with Dalek Kamfos, you potter, but still, what? You shouldn't try to get, put yourself into a situation of halachic loopholes to get out of things. Always try to do things. And that's the Brisker Rav said, that's what the Gemara says, the Pasuk says in Malachi. Look at the difference between Oved Elokim velo Avado. And he explains, the Oved Elokim always wants to mechayiv himself. Lo Avado is always looking for ways out. And the Tanur is the Idin Rischa. The Gemara says, but Idin Rischa, when Hashem is very angry, then he punishes the people who are trying to get out of mitzvahs. So that's the Yisod in life. That we always have to try to always be doers. You can always, get out of things, but be'idin rischa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punished. And that's what the Brisker Rav says, the Tanur, that's be'idin rischa. And when see the difference between the Oved Hashem, who's always trying to mechayiv himself, and the Lo Avado. It doesn't mean a person who doesn't do mitzvahs. He does mitzvahs, but he knows how to find all the loopholes to get out of it. And even Rischa, Kadosh Baruch Hu, gets angry at these people. So we have to have Zrizus. We shouldn't be lazy. We should always try, get up, see what, it doesn't mean you can't take time off to relax and, but it's a fine line, but when it comes laziness or you just, I'll leave it for another day. The Ramban says, that's no sir, leave it for the second day. Bring the shlomim, it's 2 days, but it's not equal. The first day is the real lechatchila, as Shachter points out, the Pshat and the Ramban, and the second day is a shvacha mitzvah. Okay, so that's the idea. So, and that's you know, Yontif Pesach has a lot of zrizos involved, and this. So even though we weren't able to do it this Shir Bizman, but you know, but it's still, the message is still very, very important. Whatever you can do today, try to do it today. You know, like I always say, I want to make a phone call, I want to do this, and you're waiting for forever. Do it already. Do it. Put, you know, you got to do it. Do it. Don't say, oh, I'll wait till tomorrow. You know, if you can do something today, you know, do it. If you can't, you can't. Or if it's not the time yet, sometimes things are not the time. But that's the assault. So I'm glad we were able, we didn't wait any, right, the first day of Chol HaMoed, we had this, we made up the shiur that unfortunately we weren't able to do beforehand. And so nice to see everybody. Let's just say hello, Ezra. How are you? How was Yontif?
Hello, Rabbi.
Nice. What? How was Yontif?
Very nice. Baruch Hashem. How was Rabbi?
Good, good. And Natan?
Hello, Rabbi.
Yeah. How was Yontif?
Baruch Hashem is very, very nice.
Very nice. And Harav Katan? I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was mute. Baruch Hashem was very good. Very
good. And Ilan?
Hey, Rabbi, how are you?
How's Yontif? Good?
Baruch Hashem, very nice to be with everyone.
Yeah, and Rav Avram?
Hi.
How's Yontif? Was nice?
Yeah, it was geschmack.
Yeah, and Steve? Steve Gottlieb?
Thank God, it was really nice.
Yeah, it was good? And Jacob? Jacob Ron? I don't know if he can hear me. Jacob? Okay. Okay, so we should make it. We have a couple of. We were in the middle of a packet of Hachana for mitzvahs, that we started that packet, and we never finished it. I hadn't meant to finish it. So we have to decide what time we should have a shiur tomorrow morning, maybe, and finish that packet, and maybe one other packet, okay? So, Ilan, you let me know.
Rabbi, I'll let you know. I'll ask the guys in the group, and I'll get back to you.
I want to give you a day this year. Okay? Okay, guys, it's so good to see you. Enjoy the Yontif. Enjoy the Chol HaMoed. Chag Sameach. Hopefully we'll see each other tomorrow, Bez Hashem.
Thanks, Rabbi. Chag Sameach.
Thanks, Rabbi.